This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Sports Radio 929 Games, the morning shift. My name is Mike Johnson. Her name is Allie Mack. His name is Squidbilly Bo Morgan. And his other name is Dylon Matthews behind the glass. This hour brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Allie, when Bo walked in this morning, he did this whole thing. And I think anybody that's around our age, like right around 40, maybe mid-40s, you do this thing, you just wake up, and then all of a sudden your shoulders have to go with your eyes. Where you're like,
oh yes,
you get the neck stiffness.
Did I?
And your shoulders
funny?
Have like there's like a it's almost like there's a harness where your shoulders are attached to your ears. You know, like God forbid I try to take my blind spot on the way. You know,
right.
Like you're like oh nope, nobody there. All right, let me move on. Bo's got he's got a bit of an issue, man.
Well, I'm always.
Dude, don't say it. I know exactly which word you're about to say.
I've always got aches and pains. All right. Yeah, you just keep your panel. You just put the cap back on. It. But last night,
Allie's like, here we go.
Last night we get I would say three holes in. We're on the fourth hole, which is actually hole three because we start on nine because it's shotgun start. And I'm just getting the sharp pain from like the top of my head all the way down to like the, I would say right top of my shoulder.
Yeah.
Down to the back of your neck. Oh, it's on the left side. And it's so bad that we had this tournament this weekend that I was about to go tell Carter, like, hey man, I'm going to have to go to the chiropractor tomorrow.
Somebody's going to have to fill in for me.
Oh, take my spot.
Because I need to figure, I mean, this is bad. It was just sharp. And I always put a T right here above my ear, like a pencil.
Sure.
But in my hat.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I had put a T, though, in the back of my what do you call it, where the snap is on your hat. And I guess.
Oh, my gosh.
So
no way.
The T had gone all the way to where it was, like, hitting my neck, and just it was clicking a pressure point in my neck.
I hope you were drinking, dude. That's the only thing that makes sense in this entire ordeal.
I was on my second drink, it hits me a little bit harder when it's hot outside.
Sure,
I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
But I wasn't drunk or anything. But like, it's just like it, and you know, you move your neck back when you're like you're swinging, like, and it was just like just
you
popping,
were stabbing yourself.
Yes, but it was hitting that pressure point that you had back there. Oh. And I don't know if you've ever been to the chiropractor. Well, he'll go through the points. And it was just, I mean, I was writhing pain, or thriving pain, whatever they call it. And so finally I pulled my hat up and my other T on my ear, it moved. And I go, oh yeah. And then I did pull my hat in front of me. I go, and the T falls down. And I go, oh. And then so I put my hat back on.
Lemony Snickets,
without the T, and it went away. Now it's a little sore today because it pressed on its arm.
Yeah, you were stabbing yourself.
But it went away. The pain went away immediately. And I was just like, it's embarrassing, but it's such a, like, I called Carl immediately. He was like, you're an idiot. I was like, I know. Yeah. but I mean, I thought I was hurt.
You're I am an idiot.
I'm an idiot, but I'm glad I was an idiot.
Yeah, I'm a relieved idiot.
Oh, man. That's funny. We're going to do it right now, but I saw a drink yesterday that I thought you might enjoy on a golf course. I was going to see if you've ever had it. So maybe we'll talk about that before
feel
we
targeted.
Go in the huddle at 720. No, it looked really, really good. And I'm curious if anybody out there has ever had it. Golf course drinks are like their own category. Their own subcategory. Top five. If we do a top five, too, we do golf course drinks because it's just it's its own subcategory. Anyways, this Micah Parsons conversation, said earlier, we're going to have Josh Kendall on coming up at 8:40. We'll have Grant McCauley at 8:20. I got so many questions for both of them. I hope they are strapped in and ready because I want to talk to Grant a little bit about the future of Drake Baldwin and everything going on with that position. I'm talking about this year and next year. Obviously, you guys saw Ronald Acuna last night. We'll get into that conversation as well. But the Josh Kendall stuff, and he wrote this article on The Athletic. You can find it. He tweeted it out yesterday, I believe, or maybe it was 2 days ago, that Micah Parsons, or can Jalen Walker be Atlanta's version of Micah Parsons? Now, we went through the numbers just a minute ago, and just to kind of rehash a little bit about what Micah Parsons has been able to do, he's played a lot of games the last 3 years. He's still waiting on, like, his big contract, if I'm not mistaken, right? He's still kind of waiting on his money to go through the roof.
Yeah, they're Clarence Hill, I think is his name. He's one of the writers for the he's Dallas. He's a Dallas beat writer. He's essentially D. Orlando Ledbetter for them or Josh Kendall. And he said a handshake deal is our – so Pro Football Talk wrote out that Stephen Jones put a quote, said, I think ultimately we're going to get something done with Micah. And Hill said, look, a handshake deal is already done. Micah quote tweeted that with five baseball caps and said no kizzy, which means no cap, which means no lie.
I knew that.
Well, I know, but I'm making sure our audience knows.
It translate for everyone.
Yeah, look.
He's got the riz, man.
Dude, I'm down. I'm hip.
Yeah, as we all are.
Right, Dylan?
Anyways, so the stats for Micah Parsons, and I want to go back through this. Last year, he played 13 games. His numbers still get up there. Now, you can say what you want to about whatever's going on in Dallas, whatever the defense. He's been pretty consistent, throughout his career, where last year he gets 12 sacks. His rookie year, here's the way it looks as far as sacks goes. Rookie year, 13. Second year, 13.5. Third year, 14. Misses four games last year, but actually his average sack total went up because he got 12 sacks in 14 games last year to go along with 23 quarterback hits last year in 14 games. I said this earlier, and I think you guys will all kind of agree with me. If you get that out of Jalen Walker, anything close to that, make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL and build him a freaking statue, because what we've had around here as far as defenders goes for a long time, you'd already put your name in the hat as one of the best we've ever had in Atlanta.
Now imagine him with a guy on the opposite, with like a James Pierce, who you hope can make him even better. See, that's the hope for me, is that one of these guys is going to take attention away from the other and allow them to have that, right? Have that success and kind of accelerate. But then you have to pick and choose, and it's going to be hard to pick and choose because you hope that they're both – one's going to be better than the other. There's just no doubt about it. That's how it goes. They're not going to be equal. But you hope the other one's good enough that he can pick up the slack when that guy gets extra attention, which is why a lot of people think Donovan Ezeraku is going to be big for Dallas as a pickup. I'm not as big on him, but I would take – this, I mean, every day, all day. I would sell your soul for this.
And one thing that Josh mentioned in this article is that Raheem Morris is hesitant to kind of compare these two because they're their own individual people. But for Jalen Walker, is it flattering, first of all, to go ahead and get these comparisons? But does that kind of make him then step up and want to meet that expectation? Or is it too much pressure?
I think that, and I'll get my answer out of the way. This, I don't think it makes him want to step up because I don't know that in Jalen Walker's mind there's any more that he can do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I think when Jalen Walker, I think we've gotten to know the personality a little bit, and especially talking to Rusty and the fact that he's been at Georgia. Jalen Walker's doing everything he can do to this point, anyways, right? So I don't think it's like, well, feel pressure, got to step up. I think that he's one of those guys that's going to get after it anyways and do it kind of his own way. And I think that's why Raheem Morris is hesitant to put that label of Micah Parsons, because it's like, dude, I don't even know how exactly he's going to – and he does, but it's like you don't even know really over the course of the next 4 years how he's going to be utilized. His sack numbers, maybe they're not there. Maybe it's more off-ball linebacker stuff. But, again, Micah Parsons hasn't done all the same things that you don't know what Jalen Walker's going to do.
Well, first off, yes, it makes him feel – it does make him feel honored because he's talked about the mentor that Micah is. Mm-hmm. I think Mike is nailed it, and I would – if I can take it a step further, if it lines up, no one puts more pressure on Jalen Walker than Jalen Walker.
Right.
And nothing you can say or do, because he, the things he says, and unless he, and I don't believe this, but unless he is just selling us, you know, a used car, he takes a lot and takes a lot into when teams believe in him and want to bring him somewhere. Like, you know, at Georgia, he took a lot in that. He was getting recruited at Georgia, and how hard he, you know, that he knew it was going to be. And he, so he took that fight on and put everything into it. The thing that I don't like is articles like this. And I'm not dying against Josh. I know it. Josh, I compared him in the draft to Micah Parsons.
Yeah, I think it's only natural.
And so what I don't want is for people to read this and say, well, I was – see, this is what people have a tendency, and it bothers me. Yes, it bothers me because those people put expectations. Well, I was told he's going to be Micah Parsons. Well, Micah Parsons had 13 sacks and 30 quarterback hits and 20 tackles for loss in his rookie season. Jalen Walker only had 9.5, 15, and 20. And so you say, well, see, he's not. But holy, if you told me if that the number I just put out there, those three numbers I put out from Jalen Walker,
yeah,
that would be an unreal. That would be a great rookie season.
I would say if you were to hit 2/3 of all of those stats that Micah Parsons has, if you just hit 2/3 of his rookie year stat line,
yeah.
It would be incredible.
And I think that's pretty much what I said. Nine, that's where it goes to it. But
20 quarterback hits, but, you know, what, 12, 13 tackles for loss. Yeah, that would be insane.
The problem isn't for him. The problem is the expectation of the fan base. And what is your expectation and what you're going to start saying is a bust? Because that's the word people know. The people will decide a guy's a bust halfway through a year. And it's unfair, and that's the problem. Is you know that's when there's noise for no reason. But I just think the way that you can use him in every which way is going to be so incredible. It's also why I'm wondering if they haven't re-signed Caden Ellis yet.
Well, yeah, there's a lot to unpack with that whole thing.
Or extended Caden Ellis, I should say.
I think. Riddle me this, and I can't remember exactly. Dan Quinn was his DC his rookie year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that would have lined up where Dan Quinn...
His first 3 years.
Well, his first 3 years. I just didn't remember if he was there for the rookie year. I knew that he was, you know, obviously after that. And that's another thing that's another reason I don't know if it's fair to exactly put it on Jalen Walker, because there's so many other pieces. And we kind of ripped apart Matthew Judon a couple of days ago for his comments about Jimmy Lake's defensive scheme or Raheem Morris's defensive scheme. He completely out of pocket, in my opinion. But I think there's a lot that goes on to it where Micah Parsons, in a lot of different ways, has had talented players around him when you look at Dallas's defense. Jalen Walker is coming into a defense that has a couple nice pieces. But, again, we have issues at certain places, be it in the secondary, kind of at the linebacker level, obviously in the interior of the defensive line, that you also have to be addressed.
That's great, but you addressed all those. I think you addressed a lot of those in the draft.
I don't think you've addressed interior defensive line.
No, but they apparently seem, for whatever reason, they don't think that they think for what they want to do and what they can do with him, that it's not an issue. It really just goes to the plan someone has for you. And I got stuck in I didn't want Micah Parsons when he was coming out of the draft because of his size. And I had gotten lost in that Vic Beasley thing. And then that was literally coming off the last year of Vic Beasley and Dan Quinn here.
Yeah.
And then the more you come to find out, the more talking you do to people, it had nothing to do with Vic's anything other than upstairs with Vic about how much he wanted it and how much work he wanted to put in. And it's unfortunate because he was a hometown guy that was a freak athlete and an amazing human being.
Yeah, of course. We're going to go to break real quick. When we come back, we're going to go in the huddle, man. This Caleb Williams stuff, guys, spicy. All right, that is some spicy, spicy stuff going on up in Chicago. We'll talk about it, and we'll come back on the other side. It's the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 929 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back into the Morning Shift. Mike Johnson, Allie Mack, Squid Billy, Bo Morgan, Dylon actually playing the tunes on the way in. That's what I'm talking about, man. Yeah, keeping the vibes high. Shout out to Jared Gullickson, who's one of our listeners that tweeted. He knew exactly which drink I was talking about, the golf course drink. He's like, are you about to talk about the water hazard? Yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about, the water hazard.
What is in a water hazard?
Okay. I saw that online literally yesterday.
Did
That's
you?
Crazy, okay. Yes.
So follow me along here. I saw actually two versions of this. One was that they had a splash of Sprite added to it, but a couple shots of vodka, half a blue Powerade, and like a little bit of lemonade.
No.
Okay.
All right, let me say.
It sounded to me like it was right up your alley. I thought of you when I was like,
all right, let me stop. Yes, I would drink it. It sounds good. No, I'm not drinking it on a hot day on the golf course, because when you add alcohol with an electrolyte drink, you are asking to get an IV that day.
Really?
If you play 18 holes of golf in 95 degree weather and you drink 5 water hazards.
Why is that though?
Because I would think you're kind of solving the problem.
Right. No, what happens is and it's not Squidbilly proven, but I have tested this on someone else. It's
Same.
Scientifically proven. What happens is something about with the way your body accepts electrolytes and like a Powerade or Gatorade, it takes it faster and it basically gets into your system quicker and it hits you hard.
Pretty sure I actually tested this at Land Motor Speedway back in February.
It is not that you tested something. I'm not going to out.
It was a rough day.
My dude here, but one of us.
After we saw Allie.
One of us was like.
Downhill from there.
One of us was like, I'm on guard.
One of us Monday morning was like, who won?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't me. Mom, if you're listening,
you remember
me.
Talking in the walk back? And I'm like, yeah, because it was on the cell phone. When I was like, where are you? Anyways, next topic. Yeah, see how. But no, it hits your system way too quick, and you get hammered quick. I'm telling you.
Sounds delicious, though.
It does sound good.
Some people online put a splash of Sprite. I don't know which one you saw, Dylan, but
I saw the one with the splash of Sprite. Wow. But, I mean, anything Blue Powerade related, because Blue Powerade is my second favorite drink.
Dylan,
sounds delicious.
Dylan, be careful. That's how much punch gets you, too, I think.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. But Blue Powerade, it's good enough to be drunken by itself anyway.
It would be a... Are we going to see you again today? No, this is my last time around. We're on hole 14. Yeah, I'll do one.
Yeah.
But no, other than that, no.
Allie, the first time I ever met Bo, we were kind of planning out the show, went out to dinner, and he orders a Cran vodka. And I was like, interesting, man. I did not take you as a Cran vodka guy. My girlfriend used to order that in college.
It's a natural diuretic.
That's definitely a college female drink.
He's like, I don't care. I'm secure. You order what I need to.
I'm
like,
yeah, great. Fair enough. That's
I
don't, great.
Look, I have a drink for everything. If I'm out drinking on a budget, I'm going cold beer. If I'm out drinking a couple of drinks, fun of thing, I do vodka cran, maybe a transfusion, maybe a glass of wine. If I'm grilling or it's first for my post dinner meal, I'm gonna give me a White Russian. Now we also have brown Russians where we put whiskey in them,
yeah.
And those are very good as well. Or if I'm just sitting there, I got the grill going like tonight, I'm going to do some, sorry, Allie, I'm doing bacon cheeseburgers on the Blackstone.
Sorry. No, I don't think that's, yeah.
I'm going to pour a glass of whiskey while I cook, maybe have a sip of one after, and then I'm done. Like I have stages for everything. So everything's got its own little thing. Or if I'm at NASCAR, let's just go beer, man. Let's go.
I have a very quick question while we're on this topic.
Sure.
Which would get a guy judged more if you saw them drinking this? A vodka cran or sex on the beach?
Sex on the beach for me.
That's what I figured. I just
unless uh-huh. unless you're on a cruise.
Of course, it's of course for
vacation.
You. It's sex on the beach because
okay.
You drink vodka cran.
Right, exactly.
now if you're at a resort or you're on a cruise, because I know the Falcons cruise is coming up. Like I talked to Arch and he's going on that, and actually a guy hit me up about it. And if we were going, wasn't invited. No, if you're on a cruise, that's okay because you're on vacation. So all goes. There's no rules.
Frozen drinks, all of it.
Yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Get a Miami Vice.
Yeah, whatever
you want.
Okay. So let's throw out a couple teases for the wake up call. That'll be coming up at 8 o'clock today. Let's talk a little bit about the wake up call. First of all, cell phone etiquette. Do you keep read receipts on? Do you ever call somebody back or does somebody call you back after you've texted them? Absolutely ridiculous in my book. What else is there? There was one other thing we were talking about just a minute ago. Just straight up, like, how long is it okay for you to push off a text message? Because I'm just straight up, like, I'll be 3 weeks later, and I'll be like, hey, man, sorry. Didn't text you back, got busy. It's like, you were busy for 3 weeks?
What always drives me a little bit bonkers is, like, you know, when athletes or celebrities are walking a red carpet, and they're like, how many unread text messages do you have? And they have hundreds, thousands.
Hundreds.
And I'm like, see, it's okay if I ignored that text for a couple
weeks.
Yeah. It causes me to have bad behavior.
Yeah, that's a good point. Don't ever want to accept that. Also, hey, what's the most judgmental drink in Bo's cabinet? You know what I mean? You White Russian after dinner, the Cran vodka at the at the restaurant.
Hey, also, also take vodka and have you ever seen sparkling ice?
Yes.
So the flavored spark.
Yeah.
That's actually what I drink more than anything else. We'll buy a couple of bottles of those, like the black raspberry, black cherry, whatever, and that's my mixer for vodka.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's your sparkling ice. Well, let us know in the wake-up call coming up at 8 o'clock.
I mean, judge me how you want.
That actually might have vaulted to the top of my list.
You don't hurt my feelings. I'm going to do me, dog.
Let's go in the huddle. The story out of the Chicago Bears that dominated the headlines yesterday. Got to talk a little bit about this. It was all over all the bigger websites yesterday and everything else. The one on ESPN, the headline on ESPN said, Caleb Williams, salt way around going to Chicago. One of the spicy articles, Bo, that I've read in quite some time, when you talk to the dive-in to Caleb Williams' dad and just how much they tried to control what was going on in the draft last year.
Yeah, Carl Williams, who is Caleb's dad, I mean, he went to great lengths. This dude, he's not a fan of the rookie cap. He thinks it's unconstitutional, which I don't necessarily agree with that. I don't think that at all, but I understand his thought. He did not want him going to Chicago. Even Carl Williams said it's a place where quarterbacks go to die, which has been true, honestly, in the past.
It's hard to argue that.
But then when Caleb met with Kevin O'Connell and the Vikings, he was like, dude, I need to go to the Vikings. And his dad tried to make it happen, and Ryan Poles basically said, look, do whatever you want. We're drafting you. So they went, they researched everything, nuking the city essentially. And what I mean by that is basically going in on Chicago and making it where you couldn't draft him as your quarterback. Yeah. Circumventing the draft as in just going to, like, trying to play in the UFL. Everything was on the table because Caleb Williams told his dad, I can't play under Shane Waldron.
Yeah.
And it almost feels like things got personal before he even got there because he ends up meeting with the team and then telling his dad, look, don't do any of that. I'm going to go there. I'm going to play there. I'm going to be a Bear. I'm going to be the guy, which I think is kind of cool. And yeah. I actually had a new – like, I'm kind of – in the middle on Caleb Williams.
You almost have to separate the way you feel about Caleb Williams to how you feel about his dad. Because you're like, dad needs to calm down. But in the end, Caleb Williams kind of took the reins on this thing and accepted the city. And he took on the task of trying to be the guy that actually could turn things around for the Chicago Bears at that position.
And I think sometimes when you're going to blow things up and draft a rookie quarterback, you need to make sure you have the coach for the next 3 to 4 years. And as in a coach that you see yourself with a long-term future. Not a coach on the hot seat like Eberflus was. Because then it makes things weird. But this is what got to me in the middle of the season, and I really need y'all's take on this. He said at times he would watch film alone with no instruction or guidance from the coaches. He told his dad, no one tells me what to watch. I just turn it on. And that this is weird for me. There's a lot to break down that could be misconstrued there or taken at just people are going to read that and say, oh yeah, they suck. They didn't even care about him. Or you could say, you know, did he reach out and ask?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to take.
Here's the thing, and here's how I looked at this when I read this. I've dealt with enough young kids, you know, in these situations where it's like, here's what usually happens. Sometimes a parent will talk to a kid, and they'll ask why you're struggling so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And there are kids out there, and I'm not saying this is exactly what happened. This is what I initially thought, though. Caleb didn't know how to answer his dad. He's like, well, what are the coaches telling you? Well, I don't know. You know, I was in there by myself yesterday. What do you mean you were in there by yourself yesterday?
Right.
And maybe it's to a situation where none of the coaches even knew Caleb Williams was in the building. Maybe he just got out of the hot tub and getting treatment. He's like, I'm going to go down and watch film. Oh, why are you in there by yourself? I don't know. What are you watching? I wasn't sure what to watch. I just, you know, just thought I'd come in here and kind of, you know, look at the timing and stuff like that. There's no telling what the truth is in that scenario. There really, really isn't. Caleb might be keeping things close to the vest with his dad. Obviously, his dad, it seems kind of controlling for a guy that's making, I don't know, $40 million or whatever it is.
Just
calm down, Dad.
You're just telling me it's not so simple as he basically sat in meeting rooms by himself, unattended and unguided. There was no guidance.
Right. It's not as simple as, like, hey, man, I don't want to go watch film with you. You're going to have to do it on your own. That's never – you're like the quarterback coach, and OC, and everybody else involved in this, they don't want to get fired. Like, they're going to go watch film with you if you want to watch film. Like, they're not going to, you know, put their own job in jeopardy.
And see, that's where, for one, I think that's where guys like Kirk Cousins are great for young players, young quarterbacks, which Caleb Williams didn't really have that kind of guy. He's not even an Andy Dalton. Let's just use Andy Dalton. But that's where someone's going to read this and say, they didn't coach him at all. He was on his own the whole time. And I find that hard. Knowing what I know about the behind the scenes of NFL teams, that's hard to fathom for me. Now, were they waiting for him to say, what should I watch?
Yeah.
Tell me what to break down. Can you send me something? That's the problem sometimes with egos is I don't know Shane Waldron from anybody. I don't know him from Adam. But was he his ego like, young guy's got to come to me, and not he'll get what I give him from a meeting room? I find that hard to believe. I just don't know.
Yeah.
There's something missing in this story.
Yeah, I completely agree. We got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to talk about the Atlanta Braves. They got back to .500 again, and I met the president again. Movie quote, like Bo does. Allie, Fair Foul, hosted by Allie. Matt, you got a tease for us? What's a good Fair Foul you got lined up?
I do. Fair Foul, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier will both have 1,000 yards rushing this season.
Ooh, 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 sign me up. Let's talk about it on the other side of the break. It's Morning Shift Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game with the Morning Shift. It's Mike, Bo, myself, Allie Mack, hanging out with you this morning. You can get in on the conversation today. Tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. And Braves beat the Nationals 5-2. We're back at 500. Guys, all is right in the world.
All right. Yeah, 2-0 in our last 500 games. We're good. I guess that not, get to 500. Anyways, no. Yeah. Interesting game yesterday. I thought it was a soothing game to watch yesterday a little bit. I caught the tail end of it. I was out there cutting grass, doing some other things. And, of course, that daytime game, it felt okay. Like, watching A.J. Smith-Shawver go to work with the splitter throughout that game, poetic, man. Like, it just seemed like – and I know that he came close to the no-hitter when Steak spoiled it a couple of weeks ago. You know what I mean? But I thought he even looked more unhittable last night in his 85 pitches. I really did. I'm so excited about the future of him. And I do have to say this, too. I texted Grant about A.J. Smith-Shawver. Mm-hmm. And, usually you use his initials, but instead of – I didn't put the J in.
Yeah.
I just put A-S-S. And Grant very quickly was like, A-J-S-S. Like, yeah, hey, man. If you just – you can't say – You can't say ASS. I'm like, AJ Smith. Okay, yeah. Okay, well, sorry about that.
Then you're kind of. Yeah. You could. I mean, they're being.
What'd you call him?
Yeah.
My bad. Grant.
It's funny that you say that you thought he was his best. That's what Stinker thought too.
Yeah.
Stinker thought yesterday was probably he had better stuff, better control. I know we talked about it earlier about you thought you didn't like the fact that he came out after six.
I didn't even say I don't like it. I just don't like. I don't know how I feel about it anymore because and this is where I go back and forth where you look at the game and you second guess things and you go no, that's fine. It's fine. I would have second guessed it either way probably.
Can I tell you how you should feel?
I'm sure you will.
You should feel fine with it because yesterday was probably it might have been the hottest day we had all year. It was like 89 yesterday and I know and it was kind of sticky. And so, you know, you go up there and you throw 90. Obviously, he threw 86 pitches in the game, but overall, he probably threw like 200. I mean, warming up and in between innings and everything. And I have no issues with it. It was a hot day. It was a day game. Get him out of there. Keep the kid fresh. You're going to keep him up. You want to keep these guys healthy. And go to Boston and look. Boston's struggling a little bit. If I'm not mistaken, last time I checked, they're like under 500, and they are, they're under 500. They're 4-6 in their last 10. They've lost 3 straight. Go up there and take 2 of 3. I don't want to sweep. Go take the first 2 games so you stay over 500. And let's look forward.
Let's not go back.
We'll see Strider in Washington, right? Maybe Acuna too. You never know.
Well, and that's the interesting point. I don't feel like we've been here for such a long time. We did get the news that Elder was opting yesterday. We have so many guys now that are healthy, that are coming back to play.
Go knock on that door, Dylan. Go knock on wood.
Dude, yeah, I'm just telling you.
I'm sorry. I don't want to be the stake and jinx anything.
I don't
anything.
Know what telling devil you. Magic Allie's trying to put in the air, but I'm not for it.
But it feels refreshing to kind of be in this new realm of we have options. We have almost too many people that are ready to play.
Allie, it's a phenomenal point. Now, take your thought and your point you just said now, and to your point, go back to mid-April whenever Strider came back, and then he goes back down, and you're like, now what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We don't have Elder. I mean, we have Elder. That was the problem.
Right?
We don't have Lopez. We don't have Strider. We don't know what AJ's doing. And now, to your point, we feel like, we're kind of peacocking a little bit.
We're feeling ourselves.
Yeah.
I do want to bring this up because I thought about this yesterday watching Matt Olson hit. And Matt Olson's rough right now, right? And I had this thought in my mind watching him hit yesterday. I was like, I feel like I've said this the last 2 years at this point in the season. Like, Matt Olson's rough. So I went to FanGraphs and looked up his splits as far as what his average is in May. Mm-hmm. His career average in May is .228. He's always this guy in May. The good news is his career average in June is .263, and it usually bounces right back. So it's always the Snickers point. The back of the baseball card doesn't lie. Hopefully it doesn't lie again for Matt Olson this year.
This is my opinion. This is not an expert take. This is my take, which you could call me an expert. Some would say I'm an expert. I'm not saying that. But he's a lull guy. Like, he swings himself in and out of lulls.
It's crazy.
Like, he'll go in one randomly. He'll be hot or just good. And then all of a sudden, it's almost like the baseball is going through his bat when he swings. And then next thing you know, he pulls a couple to the chop house. And then don't look, but now he's going oppo. Yeah. And you're like, holy crap, Matt Olson's there again. And Austin Riley, that's the thing that gets me about the Austin Riley, Ozuna not so much the last 2 years, but Austin Riley and Matt Olson. You went from, I mean, when you had, the difference in Freddie and Matt Olson is Freddie is seemingly never ice cold.
Mm-hmm.
He's always, even if he's not hitting home runs, he's doing something.
Yeah.
And he has a good way of that inside out swing where he's fight Matt when he goes cold, when he's not hitting home runs, everything's off.
And I will say this too, Marcelo Ozuna goes 0-4 yesterday, or I'm sorry, 0-3. He hit a couple lasers in his first couple of at bats, so I think that was a little bit of bad luck as well. All right, Dylan, let's do it, man. Let's hit fair foul. And just a quick reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. I mentioned date night spots. Maybe I'll take the wife over to Buffalo's Cafe tonight. She'll always love that. Love watching some of the playoff basketball, eating some chicken wings, man. So we'll see what happens. Allie, take it away.
It is time for fair or foul. Mike, we're going to start with you on this one. We know the Falcons will be heading to Berlin to play the Colts. Bo will be accompanying them with the Falcons Radio Network. Fair or foul? Bo will get lost or lose something at some point in Berlin.
100% fair. 100% fair. And I don't even know what he's about to say. And this is not a judgment like a Which One Wednesday, but it's already been proven that this is going to happen. He's going to be trying to figure out how to make a phone call from a local to where, how can I get Dave Archer? And then he's going to try to find Wi-Fi so that his iMessages can get through over there. And he's going to be lost, or he'll have lost something.
One thing we know Bo will not forget is his wallet, because he's going to triple check to make sure that wallet's not in his truck. Chain.
Yeah. I don't know. I lost that before I even made it to – I didn't even make it out of the city of Atlanta before I lost my wallet when we went to London. Thanks for Larry in the truck, literally reminding us of that. I think it's fair because – I mean, you know, at least when you go to like London and Ireland or something, they have everything's in English.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to expect from speaking free Deutsch or whatever they say.
We'll get you tuned up on your German
as
we get closer.
I need to get back to freshman year of college, right?
All right, fair or foul, Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier will both have 1,000 yards rushing this season. Bo, you're first.
So this is one I want to say fair on because it means we're dominant. We've got leads late in games, and the offensive line is very good in the run game. But I think it's foul. I think the this is going to be probably at least 55-45 throw run offense with Penix. So therefore, I don't think there's going to be enough opportunities for both of them to get to 1,000 yards. I just don't think the carries will be there. But I do think, you know, maybe a 1,500, 600, something like that.
Well, and I think that's close to what you got last year out of the two. When you look at Tyler Allgeier, let me see what. I'm trying to look at his yards right now. I think it was somewhere around 680 last year. I don't think they get – I'm with you. I don't think they both get to 1,000, but I think it's – I think Allgeier has a couple hundred more than he did last year, and I think that you're dealing with a 1,400, 1,500, and 800 – if that's fair enough for Tyler Allgeier. I think Tyler Allgeier is more in the half of what Bijan has. I also wonder, though, if you get into a spot where how much is Michael Penix going to throw this year? And we all expect him to open up the offense and be able to do different things. The fact that he can actually boot out and do things with his legs adds another dynamic for Zach Robinson. I expect Tyler Allgeier to have a couple hundred more this year than he did last year. I'm not ready to say 1,000 just yet for both of them, but I think it's going to be fun to track this year for sure.
All right, moving on. Today is National Pizza Party Day. Fair or foul? Cold pizza for breakfast is better than cereal.
I will take this one.
I thought we were rotating.
So yeah, that's all right. Yeah, but you didn't say anything. So, yeah, I was yielding
to you.
It's fair, okay? It's fair, and I'm not a big cereal guy. And I'm not a big ice cream guy either. I don't know what it is about eating things with spoons out of a bowl. It's not my thing. Soups, cereals, ice cream, whatever it may be. It's just not my thing. I'd take pizza. I might be Italian.
It has to be cold, right?
Johnsonino. It might be my last name at some point along the line. So, yeah, cold pizza.
Cold pizza.
Yeah. Are you and Zeno brothers?
Johnsonini.
You and Zeno?
Yeah, I mean, we might
Y'all
be.
Cousins? Yeah. I think it's fair. I do like cereal. I only like a few select cereals, though. I'm not anti-cereal like Michael here, and I do like ice cream as well, but I love pizza as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like the pizza cold. I mean, that's phenomenal.
Oh, good call.
I mean, sign me up. Yeah, I'm all for it.
Cold pizza for breakfast then. Okay, so the Falcons, as you know, took a shot at Bill Belichick and his girlfriend Jordan in their scheduled release Mario Kart video. Fair or foul, Jordan will retaliate in some way in the next week or so.
Dude. Well, I'm sure it's fair, but it should be foul, and let me tell you why. Because the Falcons didn't start this. Jordan did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you don't get to go around here running your – you can't – see, this isn't your world, Jordan, okay? This isn't your world. The NFL is not your world. You don't get to run your mouth or your little T-shirt game and expect things not happen back. This isn't a CBS 60 Minutes interview where you can be like, we're not answering that. Because guess what? We answered.
I also think that she's going into hiding right now. I don't know if you guys saw the reports that came out yesterday from Pablo Torre where he's writing this expose, and they said she's been around since 2021, which she was 19 years old. I don't think she's going to say anything in the next week or so. She might not say anything for the next 6 months or try to publicly. I think she's in hiding right now.
You know what's weird is she called down the thunder, and now it's coming, and you can't hide from it.
Well, look, man, it's just a level of immaturity right there. Let's call a spade a spade. You're 19 years old.
All right, fair or foul, Bo, you start on this one. Braves will stay at or above 500 throughout the weekend.
Fair. I think it's fair. The Braves have been pretty good since the 0-7 start. I've documented it. I'm tired of reading the numbers. There's nothing that tells me they can't go to Boston, take 2 of 3. Well, the only thing that tells me that is they're not very good on the road this year. But I think they go up there with Sale and Schwellenbach, I think they do just fine. I think they take 2 of 3, but I think they win the first two easily.
Yeah, I think they take 2 of 3, but I'm not ready to say it's the first two. I think that maybe you deal with the situation. I want Chris Sale to be able to have run support. That's my only hiccup with this entire thing. And, of course, we'll talk to Grant about it at 8:20. But I wouldn't be shocked if you lost one tonight and then you were back above 500 before the end of the weekend. That's kind of how I see things playing out.
All right. All right, we have time for one more real quick. Michael Penix will have a do-rag deal before the first preseason game. Fair or foul, Mike?
I think before the end of the week. Like, sign it. Like, I don't know. What are we waiting on, man? Like, there's, like, you can just, like, there's so many possibilities here. So many possibilities. It would be asinine for a company out there that produces these things not to sign this man up and put that logo on there.
I'm fair. He's probably already got it. He just hasn't been in, you know, we just don't know. It's probably one of those deals they're waiting to launch it when the season starts and, like, training camp.
How special can you make do-rags? Like, he can't wear the logo of a company on his head during an NFL game, right?
But you could. I mean, as long as you don't see it. I mean, remember Jim McMahon fought this with the headbands.
Yeah, I know.
He could probably have a Falcons one that Nike could make for him, and Nike could say, hey, we're going to, if you just wear Nike do-rags.
Nike Elite, pay that man his money.
Does Nike make a do-rag, Dylan?
Yeah.
I believe so, yeah.
Like at least a skull cap,
some,
right?
Some way, shape, or form of a do-rag. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Nice job, Allie. Appreciate you guys so much for listening. We're going to do wake-up call for a little bit on the other side, 404-726-0929. I'm talking cell phone etiquette today. Do you ever text somebody and they call right back, or is that you? Also, do you leave your read receipts on? Maybe it's just for your wife. Maybe it's just for your husband, just read receipts. What do you leave read receipts on? We also have a Life of Squid coming up on the other side.
Yeah, I got a cool story between Alex Bregman, who we'll see this weekend, and Tarek Skubal. It's, I actually think it's cool, but maybe you will too. Morning Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game, and
the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.